It is Thursday night in Wappingers Falls, New York, upstate for the week as the Brooklyn Cyclones and Hudson Valley Renegades continue this six-game set with Game 3 coming up tonight at 7:05 from Dutchess Stadium. My name is Keith Ratt on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, where tonight we'll see another great game. I just don't know how it's going to break down. The first two of this 30-game head-to-head series between the Yankees and the Mets affiliate has already been as great as we expected it to be and as great as it's been in years past. So dramatic, certainly so cold, but they've been really great games. Brooklyn dropped Tuesday night's game 5-3. It was one of those early runs. You had great bullpen pitching, and it just took a hit here or there, and it was the Renegades who got that hit on Tuesday night. Last night, it was great pitching and timely hitting on the Cyclone side. Josh Hetchka, who we'll hear from in a moment on the pregame show, boy, he was something special last night. Came in the sixth inning, the bases loaded, one out, and with you preserving a one-run, two-run lead, you know, a base hit ties the game, and the Renegades take the lead that we have seen them do so many times in this ballpark, and he shut them down. The little submariner shut them down. And what did he do the next inning? Well, he got himself into a pickle, but bases loaded, one out again, and he kept runs from scoring. It was unbelievable. Two innings, six men left on base, three in each frame. It was outrageous. And then you had JT Schwartz come up with a clutch RBI single in the top of the ninth. That made it a 4-2 game, and that helped because Hudson Valley did get one in the bottom of the ninth, but Brooklyn held on for dear life to win the game 4-3. And that was just Wednesday. So we got to see what Thursday has in store for us tonight. And we're expecting, again, another great one between these two teams in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. On the Brooklyn side, top 30 starter Junior Santos makes start number three. He'll go toe-to-toe with Will Warren at a Southeastern Louisiana University. Yeah, funny thing about Will Warren, if you were with the Cyclones last year, they had a guy by the name of JT Ginn, who was a top Mets prospect, top five, top six, depending on the day, the week, the month, from last year's top 30. JT was actually shipped with Adam Oller over to the Athletics for Chris Bassett. That's how JT Ginn is relayed to Mets fans. Anyway, Will Warren, the pitcher tonight for the Renegades, and JT Ginn are from the same hometown of Brandon, Mississippi, and actually pretty good friends. So just a little bit of a nugget there between the Cyclones and Will Warren. He'll go tonight for his third start. He's actually a little bit more stretched out. He was drafted last year and didn't pitch. He'd thrown a lot of innings in college. This year he's already gone three and then four and a third, so we may see him go a little further into the game tonight. However, the Cyclones really need Junior Santos to have a good start. First one in Wilmington was not great. Second one with Jersey Shore last week, okay. He departed with his team down 1-0 in the fourth inning, but you're really hoping to see something that will show you that, oh yeah, Santos, 6'7", big kid. He is a top 30, top 15 prospect in the organization. We'll see if he can do it tonight against the Renegades. As I said on our pregame show, we'll chat with the professor himself, Josh Hetchka. We'll take a look down on the farm. The Metsies took 3 out of 4 from the Giants today. We'll talk about what happened in the minor leagues and what's coming up tonight. Starting lineups and first pitch getting you set for 7:05 from Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Well, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Ahead of Game 3 of our six-game series from the Dutch, the Brooklyn Cyclones taking on the Hudson Valley Renegades tonight at 7:05. And our pregame interview guest is Harry Houdini, the fireman, whatever you want to call him. He is known around these parts as Josh Hetchka. Last night, back-to-back, bases-loaded jams. How in the world did you get out of that last night?
You know, first off, Keith, I want to say thanks for having me and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're 42, I believe, we were talking about before the game. Last night was a lot of fun. I was lucky enough that in college I got a lot of opportunities in situations with runners on base, and early in my pro career the same. So I tend to think that my performance elevates in situations like those, and honestly, I prefer pitching in situations like those. I love pitching when it matters. I love pitching when there's runners on base, when there's a tying run on base. So that situation yesterday, both of those situations yesterday, were situations that I think I personally thrive in, and I had a lot of fun out there.
What do you do to get yourself in a good mental state? Because a lot of guys cannot handle that kind of situation.
Yeah, I think just harnessing some of my prior experiences and trying to remember my successes that I've had in those situations in the past. I like I said, in college, I was that guy. Like, I came in with runners on base in the 7th, 8th, 9th innings. So just trying to remember those kinds of appearances and remembering what it feels like to pitch under pressure and just getting out of those jams. And it's a lot of fun.
Now, you've seen these rivalries, too, with the Yankees and the Mets, as far as the Renegades and the Cyclones are concerned. So, I mean, those are just as tense moments as we've seen over the last few years of your career in these matchups with the Staten Island Yankees going way back. So how much fun is it, though, in those moments as well?
You know, it's fun being the wealthy franchise in New York and having the best-run organization in New York. A lot of these guys I played against last year as well with Staten Island or at other levels, and you know, it's kind of fun having that competitive relationship where you know what a guy, like, his tendencies are, and he knows you, and there's no element of surprise on either end, and it's just your best stuff versus his best stuff. I love that, and that kind of reminds me of the more college vibe, obviously seeing multiple teams in conference throughout the years, and getting that feeling in pro ball, seeing teams like the Renegades and seeing teams like Aberdeen and Jersey Shore and Wilmington throughout the year. I think that makes it a lot of fun and is really good for the competitive environment.
Chatting with Josh Hetchka on the pregame show. As the Submariner here moving into your career, I can tell your command has been a big focus maybe going into this year, because it took until last night to walk your first batter of the year. Strikeout rate is up, walk rate is super down. So is that the focus? And if not, what else are you working on this year?
You know, command has always been something that has been a strength of mine. It definitely wasn't my primary focus this offseason. I'm glad it's been as good as it has been so far. My primary focus has been actually the development of my secondary pitches, and I think that's partially the reason why my strikeout rate has been much higher. I've been throwing a much harder cutter, which moves similarly to my slider from last year, but it's much harder. And I've also developed a new rising slider inspired by the Giants' Tyler Rogers, trying to get the play up in the zone, getting swings and misses at the top of the zone, getting guys to swing underneath it. And I found a lot of success, especially against right-handed batters, getting swings and misses at the top of the zone with that pitch.
How creative can you get when you're messing around with grips and angles and speeds?
It's a whole new world. I mean, kids growing up, you know, they play around with different grips. And they're like, oh, that works, that doesn't work. But I get to have that. I had that once throwing overhand, and now I get to do it all over again sidearm. And just trying to take some tips from my even overhand teammates. Actually, the grip I use for my rising slider is one I learned from one of my teammates who throws overhand. He throws a more sweepy slider. But if you think about a sweepy slider from an overhand guy, if you just tilt your torso like mine's tilted, that actually is going to rise. It's going to move upwards, and that's kind of the cue I took from that pitch. And I think there's a lot to learn from my teammates, from other people who even who might not throw like me or who might not pitch the same way as I do. But it's cool being able to like take those cues from guys who have been going through the same process that I have of trying to get better.
And lastly, like, how much of an open book still is there as far as creativity that you could have with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's definitely less room than there used to be, considering I've worked really hard at honing in my pitches. And this year, those two new off-speed pitches I'm really happy about, and they kind of fill some voids that were very open in my repertoire. I think ultimately I would like to maybe add some sort of four-seam fastball or some kind of fastball that also plays up in the zone instead of to complement my sinker, which plays down in the zone, or potentially a changeup, which I've worked on for years and years and years and have never been able to get the feel for. But I think one of those two directions is probably the next direction I would go. But I've spent a lot of time trying to fill out those gaps the best I can. So, I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's the way it goes. You know, every year you want to be better than you were the year before. So there's always going to be less room to grow, but I'm trying my best.
Fireman Harry Houdini, the professor, mad scientist, whatever he is, he's Josh Hetchka. Thanks so much, Josh, for your time. We'll have more next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Back here at Dutchess Stadium, ahead of our 7:05 first pitch. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network for our pregame show. Continues on tonight at the Dutch. Take a look down on the farm. We've got a little update with what's going on in Portland today. Oh my gosh. In the last 5 minutes, Portland and Binghamton at AA had a brawl. It is not a pretty sight. And I'm sure they're clearing some bodies from the field as we speak, but our Town on the Farm report interrupted by a little bit of breaking news. So if you're on social media, you can check it out. Marcel Renteria on the mound for Binghamton. I only saw a little clip, bases loaded. I think he hit a batter or something similar to that, and batter goes to first, and Renteria charges from the mound, and yada, 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 bench is clear. I'm sure you'll see it on social media. If you're listening to me at 6:58, I'm sure you're in tune to the Mets minor leagues. You'll probably see that brawl. Anyway, so instead of Renteria, Justin Lasko's come in out of the bullpen as the 4-6 Binghamton Rebel Ponies have an exciting Thursday night against the Boston Red Sox affiliate. Triple A Syracuse sends out Jose Rodriguez for a 6:35 start tonight. Started about 25 minutes ago. Syracuse just 3-10, but they took two from the Worcester Woosox yesterday in a doubleheader. And at low A, Nick Zwack takes on the Jupiter Hammerheads. That's the Miami Marlins affiliate. The 7-4, just like us up here, the low A St. Lucie Mets. And the big guys, the New York Mets took down San Francisco 6-2. They won 3 out of 4 today. Carlos Carrasco was sensational. He lasted into the eighth. He was 4 outs away from a CG against the Giants today. 7 strikeouts. Lindor went deep. Escobar went deep for the first time. By the way, Francisco hit his 4th of the year. So a lot to love for the Mets who head out west to Arizona. So we'll take a look at our starting lineups tonight. And, of course, as always, they're brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Brooklyn Cyclones, who come in at 7-4, one game back of Aberdeen in the division, Luis Rivera's team has Rowdy Jordan leading off, playing center field. Shortstop Wilmer Reyes bats behind him. And then it's Schwartz, Peroza, and Swazi. A little different, 3-4-5. Of course, Schwartz stays in that 3 spot. But Peroza moves up, and so does Swazi. Schwartz at first, Peroza at third again, and Joe Swazi batting 5th, playing right field. DH Matt O'Neill will hit 6th. Left fielder Matt Rudick in the lineup for the second consecutive day. He'll hit 7th. The 8 hitter, second baseman Warren Saunders, gets his first taste of this series. And Jose Mena does as well. The longtime Cyclones catcher will bat 9th behind Warren Saunders, with Junior Santos on the mound. Now for the Hudson Valley Renegades, who come in 5-6. They'll have Aldany Sanchez leading off. He'll play center field. DH TJ Rumfield, a big lefty, will bat 2nd. Catcher Carlos Narvaez bats 3rd, with the third baseman Tyler Hardman hitting cleanup. Pat DeMarco, Spencer Hansen go 5-6. DeMarco's in right, Hansen at first base, and the bottom trio. Christian Perez at shortstop, second baseman Eduardo Torrealba batting 8th, and Aaron Polensky, for the first time in the series, will bat 9th and play left field with Will Warren on the bump. It is game 3 of our 6-game series. It was Hudson Valley on Tuesday, Brooklyn last night. Both games decided by 2 runs or fewer. They're always nail-biting affairs. Join us next for First Pitch from the Dutch. Both teams getting ready. The Renegades have taken the field. Back after this for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right, down the line, it is gone, home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one, deep right center field, look at up Hayward, it's out of here! Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run!
1-1 pitch, this one hit pretty well, left field. Left fielder going back up against the tree.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with 2 down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
Brooklyn by 1, the pitch,
struck him out swinging, Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high A affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game three of a six-game series against the New York Yankees affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades. Happy Thursday night, everybody. It is a beautiful April 21st today, one of the best days of the year. And under the lights of a bit of a cloudy, overcast Thursday night, we shall play game three of this six-game set and the third game of 30 between these two teams this year. We've had great games over the first two nights. It's been football weather, to say the least, sometimes even hockey weather. Tonight, a little bit more mild at first pitch. As the days go on in the week, it gets a little bit warmer. It's right now 55 degrees. We'll be here all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're looking at 64, 63, 66. Anything in the sixes would be excellent. But tonight, we'll have another good one as Will Warren takes the mound for the Renegades. The Yankees have been waiting for Will Warren, for a little while. They drafted him last year. He did not pitch, but he's a young arm in the system that they really want to see. He's an eighth-round pick from last year out of southeastern Louisiana, which is a school that the Mets had been grabbing some pitchers out of, maybe not drafting-wise, but signing guys from that program, so maybe a little bit of a program on the rise. But Will Warren is out of Brandon, Mississippi, pretty hard thrower, has that typical slider the Yankees like to teach, and he'll face the Cyclones tonight for the first time in his career. Rowdy Jordan walking from the third base dugout, sauntering his way to the lefty batter's box. Kicks out some dirt, messes up the beautiful white, crispy chalk that has been laid down on that brown dirt at home plate. Full turf field at the Dutch, except for home plate and the mound, both natural dirt. So Jordan digs in. Here's the first pitch from Warren. The fastball is drilled foul down the left field side out of play. Right on time at 7:05. So again, it is 55 degrees. And that sounds like a good start. It's about where you finished. Last night we wrapped up. It's about 45, 44 degrees in our three-hour game. Here's the 0-1. Pitch to Jordan. Cut on and fouled back for strike two. Rowdy, 11th-round pick out of Mississippi State. Again, the same home state as Will Warren. Will's 22 years old. Looks in for the sign, working on Jordan. Spins and deals. The changeup misses outside at 88 for ball one. Rowdy last night contributing two walks, a double, two stolen bases. First steals of the year. 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Jordan held the bat back. Two balls and two strikes. Rowdy in 11 games, 10 for 39, three doubles, two triples, tied for the league and Mets organizational lead. So leading the Sally League and leading the Mets. There comes the 2-2, and the backdoor breaking ball just missed, but it was a beauty from Will Warren. He didn't get the call from Adam Clark, who's back there behind home plate, working tonight with his buddy Lane Cullerfer, who was down the first baseline. Payoff. Jordan strikes out, swinging down and in at 94. And he is cut to pieces by that fastball down and in from Will Warren. Defensively tonight for the Yankees high A affiliate, Aldeny Sanchez in center field, Pat DeMarco in right, Aaron Polensky plays left. Around the horn from third to first, Tyler Hardman at third, Christian Perez, Eduardo Torrealba, Spencer Henson, and Carlos Narvaez does the catching. First pitch to Wilmer is in there for a called strike. Just getting started, top of the first. 0-1. And that hit Wilmer. It might have hit him on the bat. And now the decision to be made by the home plate umpire, Clark, who looks like he points Reyes back to the box. Luis Rivera comes trotting in from the third base coaching box, cocks his head to the side as he walks to take a look at Wilmer. And Wilmer is showing his manager his left hand, and here comes Austin Dayton, the trainer. So you have the umpire say foul ball, and immediately, second batter in, we have a bit of an incident. So Dayton now grabbing at Wilmer's left hand, and the home plate umpire said foul ball. And I will say that Wilmer did not make it obvious that he got hit. So if this is a foul ball, maybe Wilmer next time sells it a little bit more. I don't know the actual details, because when you get in there on the hands of the bat, it could be bang, bang. It could be even as quick as the ball hitting a finger and the bat in a split second. So quick evaluation. Wilmer's okay. So Dayton goes back to the dugout. Rivera back to third. Here comes the 0-2 to the righty. And it's on the outside corner, strike three. So all for naught for Wilmer. He got a second chance and strikes out looking. Wilmer now 8 for 42, hitting 189. Two outs, top of the first, base is empty. This will bring up the lefty JT Schwartz, who is having a great season. He's had a pretty good series. Last night, offensively, able to play hero with a ninth inning go-ahead RBI single. He's a left-hand hitter. The first pitch from Warren misses outside at 94. Ball one. Schwartz 9 for 31. The on-base right now, 463. Here's the 1-0. Backdoor breaker misses outside for ball two. And a little nugget from Schwartz. He was walking a lot last night. He walked twice, including once with the bases loaded. He leads all Mets minor leaguers in walks. Here's a 2-0. And there's a strike to the California kid. Schwartz has a 2-1 count. Warren working on a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the kick and the offering. It's outside for ball three. Well, the nice thing about Schwartz is that he is taking his walks, but also when he gets pitched two, he's making these guys hurt. 9 for 31, triple, homer, 5 ribbies. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 95. Strike two. By the way, for the second consecutive night and for the remainder of the weekend, no pitch clock. Payoff. Strike by.
Apparently, a whole lot more. Is that the Murphy?
Bottom of the first inning. Hudson Valley comes to the plate against the right-hander, Junior Santos. No score as we waltz into the bottom of the first. Aldeny Sanchez, TJ Rumfield, Carlos Narvaez. So it's righty-lefty-righty against the 6'7", 231-pound Dominican right-hander. Santos, a big dude, deals downhill to the righty. And Sanchez cuts and misses at 95 for strike one. All right, Santos, I mean, every time he takes the mound, he is just such an imposing figure. You just got to start pitching like it. Comes the 0-1. And there's a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Nothing in two. Sanchez 7 for 33 in 9 games, a homer and 6 RBIs. Santos gets the sign. Here's the 0-2. The breaking ball drops down low for ball one. Junior working tonight with the fellow Dominican catcher Jose Mena. Those two working on the same page. They get connected a lot. 1-2. Strike three called. Good dot on the outside. That was 97 from Santos for out number one. So Mena catches. JT Schwartz at first. Warren Saunders plays second base. Wilmer at short. Peroza at third base. Matt Rudick in left field. Rowdy Jordan in center. And Joe Swazi out in right. This will bring up the big lefty, TJ Rumfield, who's had a monster start to the year. 15 for 36, batting 417. The on-base is 500 right now. Pitch, big leg kick, and he takes outside for ball one from Junior. So 15 hits in 9 games. 7 of the 15 have been for extra bases, including 2 homers. Pitch. Caught on and grounded to the right side. Saunders charges, backhands, and softly flips to first in time for the second out. So Rumfield trots back to the first base dugout. Two quickies for Junior, and here is Carlos Narvaez. So I mentioned Santos just needing that good start, the three inning has had on, and build a foundation. Because he's had a couple of okay outings so far. Just getting settled at his highest level ever. Pitch to Narvaez. He takes a soft one at the top of the zone. 81-mile-an-hour changeup for a strike. Santos four-seam, a two-seamer with sink, curveball, and a changeup. 0-1. Missed outside, darting down and away. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. He threw on Friday against Jersey Shore. 3 2/3. Good length. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a strike on the outside corner at the letters. That is Adam Clark to a T. It's what we've seen from him this year. If you're a hitter, the high outside corner, that's a strike. He'll give it to you. 1-2 pitch. Whipped down low at 98. Missed in the dirt. 2-2. So Santos in that outing gave up one run over 3 2/3. Two hits, two walks, four strikeouts. It looks okay, but never really got in rhythm. Here comes the 2-2. Swinging a chopper over the mound towards short. Reyes charges, reaches down, and it bounces right by him. Narvaez is safe. Should be an infield single, but I have still sat here and it's kind of scratching my head with Wilmer this year. He just reached down, a play that you see shortstops make all the time. He reached down and just didn't get it. It bounced right by him. He's made a couple errors. By the way, the Cyclones are one of the best defensive teams in all of minor league baseball right now. They've committed 5 errors in 12 games. So it's an infield single. Here's Tyler Hardman. The first pitch misses. It hit off the umpire and rolls onto the infield. And Narvaez breaks for second and gets there on the wild pitch. It was down and in to Hardman, and I thought it hit his leg, but it hit the left leg of the umpire and rolled up the first baseline. So Narvaez springs for second. He's in scoring position. No score. Bottom of the first inning. 2 outs. And a 1-0 count on the righty third baseman. Harvin at the plate. 4 for 30. Hitting 133. A couple of doubles in 10 games. Pitch. Strike right down the chute. Santos right now, I mentioned his first two, more walks than strikeouts. And for a guy that throws 98, he really doesn't strike many batters out. But hopefully that changes this year. 1-1. Swing and a rip to left field. It's a base hit in front of Rudick. Narvaez gets to third. They're going to send him. Here comes Rudick, throw to the plate. Here's the tag. It's not in time. And Narvaez engages. Not a bad throw from Rudick. It got there. I think it surprised Mena that it eventually got there. It was a low throw, bounced twice. And as it hits Mena, it hit Mena's glove. He was standing in front of home plate. As it hit his glove, Narvaez went swiping by. So he slides in, makes it 1-0. Hardman sets up shop at first. And here's Pat DeMarco, the right fielder. Junior deals. And misses upstairs for ball one. So Santos strikeout, ground out. The infield single wild pitch didn't help. And Hardman didn't crush it, but just stretched it past the left side of the infield. Next one to DeMarco is across the outside corner. 96. One ball, one strike. DeMarco, 8 hits in 9 games, hitting .229. Spin and a throw to first base. Hardman flies back in. Hands outstretched in there safely. We've had a lot of first, second, third inning runs in this series. What we've seen have been runs early, nothing in the middle, and everything late. 1-1. Caught on and missed. Tied him up, down and in. Good pitch from Junior. Strike two. Santos, by the way, still a baby. Been in the organization since June of 2018. He was 16 years old. He turns 21 in August, so he's just 20. out of Santiago in the DR. Runner goes, pitch taken outside. Mena throws low to second base, and the ball bobbled by Saunders. It's a swipe for Hartman. Good throw from Jose Mena. In fact, it was so good, it almost hit Junior Santos, who, again, is 6'7". And he had to duck out of the way, and Mena threw a BB right over the knob on the top of his hat. Just shooting it right over the mound. Base, Saunders tried to glove it, and it ricocheted in and out. Two strikes on DeMarco with two outs. Runner goes again for third. Pitch caught on a miss, and the inning is over. So no need to worry about Hardman running wild. They get DeMarco at the plate for the final out. One run, two hits, no errors, one left. The Gades get one against Junior Santos. We go to the second. It's 1-0 Hudson Valley. Brooklyn coming to bat in the second inning when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Top two, Brooklyn comes to the plate, grabs the bats against Will Warren. Cyclones trailing Hudson Valley 1-0 very early in game number three. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Lights are on at the Dutch. Some overcast clouds have really kind of blocked the sun from shining down some of that extra light at the end of the day on us. So full lights from about 6. Jose Peroso will lead off. Cyclones facing a guy that struck him out three times in the first inning. So Peroso clears some space in that righty batter's box. Sets himself with the open stance. First pitch to him. Slider that misses high and away. One ball, no strikes. Jordan, Reyes, and Schwartz. And Reyes and Schwartz struck out looking. Pitch. There's a slider strike on Peroso. 1-1. So it is a theme that has infected Brooklyn over the past two nights. A lot of strikeouts. 1-1. Peroso right behind 93. Swings through. Strike two. Peroso, 10 games, 6 hits. He's having a terrible start to the year, to be honest. The 1-2, way outside. In fact, of all the guys on this roster, 3 catchers, you started with 4 infielders, 6 outfielders, 14 guys. He is right now having the worst year, the 2-2. So we're going to soft ground to the right side. Henson over, fields between first and second. Flips underhand to Warren, covering, running the other way. Warren's got it, steps on the bag for the out. So Peroso grounds out into the 3-1 putout. And there's one down in the top of the second. Now, again, I'm not sitting here trying to bash on a guy, but Peroso is a top 30 prospect, a guy whose average exit velocity is maybe top 10 in the system. He crushes baseballs. Just can't believe it. Total metrics are the worst on the club right now. He's trying to figure it out. Here's Swazi. He takes inside for ball one. Renegades have a 1-0 lead, top of the second. Base is empty, one out. Warren dealing downhill. Swazi cuts and misses at the high cheese. One ball, one strike. Joe, 3-for-19, had a big RBI single last night late in the game. He's had a double in the series as well. Here comes the 1-1. That's upstairs, and the tall righty hitter takes for ball two. Swazi, undrafted signee at a Boston college, was telling me ahead of Wednesday's game that he didn't mind the cold. Here's the 2-1. Pitch runs high. Ball. But I certainly don't mind it as much as maybe some other guys, especially the guys from Venezuela and the Dominican. It is ice cold in April. Tough to get used to. And never something you want to get used to. 3-1. Swaz fouls it back. Back, you go back to Tuesday's starter, Dyson Acosta, from the Dominican for Brooklyn. Had trouble just feeling the baseball. It was so cold. It's a lot different than March in Florida, getting ready for the season. Payoff to Swazi. In tight, and did it hit the bat? It did. Now, this is confusing because Swazi, it looked like it hit the bat and hit the glove, but it's not strike three, so I guess I'm confused. It was high and in for ball four. Maybe the umpire is signaling that it did not hit him, and so it's just a straight walk for Swazi. That would make a lot of sense. Hudson Valley's not upset on the dugout. So Swaz is on base. Here's Matt O'Neill. Broken down by a run. Top two. Pitch. Big sweepy slider for strike one. It starts at O'Neill's ear and comes down across the middle to outside part of the plate. O'Neill two hits the other night. He's 2-for-10 in four games. The on base rock solid at 385. Swazi leans, breaks for second, pitch is caught on a miss, throw down is in time. It gets Swazi sliding in feet first as a bang-bang play and a great throw from Narvaez. So Narvaez put it just to the right of second base. Torrealba caught it about shoulder height, and as Swazi came sliding in, it was a bang-bang tag. So two down, it's a strike to O'Neill, so he's behind nothing in two. And here goes Warren to work. Pitch fouled away. O'Neill, first year at High A. He is a very sound defensive catcher. Really got good stuff. Just got a 0-2. And he takes strike three. Slider got him front door. Swazi got on. You put Warren in the stretch, break his rhythm a little bit, but it doesn't matter. The caught stealing, a strikeout and a ground out, and the Cyclones are done in the second. Hudson Valley leads Brooklyn 1-0, middle of two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Jalen Palmer, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Junior Santos sees the Renegades in the bottom of the second inning. He gave up a run on two hits in the first. So the Gades have a 1-0 advantage. And Junior will see Spencer Henson, Christian Perez, and Eduardo Torrealba. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Henson had a really tough night last night. The big, bulky right-hand hitter struck out 4 times. Here's the pitch from Santos, and it's down and away for ball one. So while we talk about the Cyclones struggling, he struck out a lot as well. The 1-0, it's the outside corner, dots the glove, Maynard frames it beautifully. 1-1. Santos gets going rather quickly. Here comes the 1-1. And it splits the plate in two. Low strike, but right down the middle on Henson. 1-2. 6'7", peers over his glove, rocks and deals the 1-2. And there it is on the outside corner. Strike three, 96. It was a two-seamer. It starts off the plate and just comes right back. Like a NASCAR car going around a turn, just angling back beautifully right over the outside corner. So third strikeout already for Junior Santos. As we bring up the righty shortstop, Christian Perez. 1-0 Hudson Valley. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch. Swinging a chopper foul. It popped up into the sky and then went behind Mina for strike one. By the way, before it gets too late in this game, these are some of the nuggets you try to get in early, especially this one. Brooklyn's already given up a run tonight. Cyclones came into today having surrendered the fewest runs in minor league baseball. 0-1. Pitch out on the ground towards the middle, and it's past Reyes into center field. A base hit. Perez with a rolly right up the middle. It's a one-out single against Santos. So Brooklyn wakes up today in their hotel room up here in Wappingers Falls, giving up 30 runs, which is the fewest in the minors. Then you take a peek over at the major league side, and you go, hey, what's going on up there? Turns out St. Louis had also given up just 30 runs. But here's the kicker. The Cyclones have played one more game than the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's Eduardo Torrealba, first pitch to him. He swings inside out, poked down the right field line, going the other way. Perez around second, heading for third. He's in there standing. Single to right for Torrealba. He got jammed and did it again. Just sent it down the right field line with one out. So Santos continues to get hit. Four hits over the first two frames. 1-0 Renegades. Runners at the corners for the left fielder, Alan Polenski. So Santos looking for the double play ball. The two balls put in play were on the ground. So here, a chance to get two. Spins and throws to first, and Torrealba dives back in. So anyway, the Cyclones, those numbers, those are real numbers. Of course, you got your runs and your earned runs, but total runs given up, I mean, that's not just pitching, but that's defense, too. Cyclones have been pretty good, keeping a good team down. First offering, Polenski takes on the inside corner, strike one. First we're seeing of Polenski in the series. Undrafted free agent signing in June of 2020. Played at the University of Nebraska. He is 4-for-18 in six games this year. Pitch, righty cuts and misses, behind at 95, 0-2. Torrealba off first, Perez off at third. Santos hunting for the strikeout. The 0-2, caught on and missed. Got him high and in. That was 95. Again, that is the dominating Santos that the Mets know and love. That untouchability that he has, not just the heat, but 6-7 coming right at you. Maybe adds a tick or two on the velocity. So back to the top of the order, in the bottom of the second inning. Aldenis Sanchez from the right side. 1-0 Renegades. Pitch. Sanchez takes a little bit down for ball one. So one time through the order for Junior. One run, four hits. No walks. Good to see. And four strikeouts. He's set home. Pitch chopped foul by Sanchez. One ball, one strike. Neither side has really had a guy that's absolutely dominated this series. You have that Narvaez, who is in the hole. He homered on Tuesday. Cooper Bowman's probably the best bat for the Renegades. He's out this game. 1-1. Pitch caught on a miss. Runner breaks late to second and slides in for the steal. No throw from Mina. Torrealba with a delayed steal. It is a 1-2 count, though, on Sanchez. The Renegades love to run. They love to run in kind of an unorthodox fashion. They're not just going to pitch a set, go. They will wait. They'll delay. They'll double steal. They're not an easy team to keep honest on the bases. So second and third, two outs. 1-0 Renegades. Santos, so he needs that strikeout. This is the moment where you need a strikeout. He's ahead 1-2. Pitch. Caught on and missed. He got it. Good job by Junior. In fact, Junior with a fist pump as he walks off the mound. Situational hitting, one thing. Situational pitching, another. Santos, in fact, strikes out 3 in the inning and strands runners at 2nd and 3rd. No runs, 2 hits, 2 left. Done with 2 from the Dutch. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley. The Renegades lead 1-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud one of my workers and helped Brooklyn get back on his feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
We go to the top of the third inning at the Dutch. Hudson Valley has a 1-0 lead against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Keith Radd joining you on a Thursday night in the booth right behind home plate. Matt Rudick will lead off. It's the bottom trio for the Cyclones. Rudick, Saunders, and Jose Mena. These guys going against right-hander Will Warren, a Renegades righty. In his first full pro season, didn't pitch in his draft year last year. And he's been excellent tonight with 4 strikeouts of his 6 outs. First pitch to the lefty Rudick. Matt takes off the plate for ball 1. These bottom 3 guys for the Cyclones, the 3 final guys to get their first at-bats of the night. Kicking the 1-0. Breaking ball, tap foul up the first base side. 1 ball, 1 strike. Rudick 2 for 16, hitting 125. Does have a triple in 7 games, and when he gets on, he's been pretty dangerous. 4 for 4 in steals. His on-base percentage at a stout 391, considering the numbers I gave you, 2 for 16. 1-1. Takes upstairs for ball 2. Little lefties, Matt Rudick and Wyatt Young, who did not return to the Cyclones. I thought he might ahead of the game today, but he's still up at Syracuse. 2-1. That's high and outside for ball 3. So Rudick and Young, you go back to the opening day lineup. Rudick hitting first, Young hitting third, but Rudick now hitting 7th in the lineup. 3-1. Up high, a chance to showcase that speed yet again. The 2 guys that have gotten on tonight for Brooklyn have been for free. Will Warren has walked 2 Brooklyn hitters to go along with those 4 strikeouts. Just bring up righty Warren Saunders. Saunders playing in his first games of this series. He's a right-hand hitter. And the initial toss is over the outside corner at 92. No balls and a strike. Last week against Jersey Shore, the only action that Saunders has seen, played 4 games and went 3 for 12. I'm surprised I didn't see him earlier in the series because he's been hitting. Spinner to throw to first, and the ball hits Rudick in the side. He gets up under his own power, but that doesn't feel good. Will Warren paying him a visit. That means Warren's read the scouting report. Hey, if you let Rudick on for free, he's probably going to try to steal second. Narvaez is the catcher tonight. It's already thrown out 1 Cyclone. Rudick does not go. The pitch is ripped through and missed. Saunders swings through a breaking ball. Strike 2. Fifth year in the Mets organization for Warren Saunders. Runner goes. Pitch is caught on a miss for strike 3. Throw down to 2nd. Not in time. Ball bounces away from Torrey Alba. But Rudick just gathering himself. Stands up on the base. He's got a steal, even though Saunders strikes out. So Rudick now 5 for 5. He's really showing it off. Saunders down on strikes. Brooklyn does get the tying run in scoring position. Trailing 1-0, top three. Here's righty Jose Mena, the ninth hitter in the Brooklyn batting order. Pitch. In tight. Takes 94 right by his hands for ball one. First game of the series for Asesino. 4 for 11, hitting 364. Warren peaks at second. Here's the pitch. And the slider ripped down the left field line. Long run for Polensky. He's not going to get to it. Rudick chugging around third. Comes in to score. And Mena, a clap of the hands and a high five at first base with the coach, Chris Newell, for a game-tying RBI single to left. Jose Mena knots it up with a shot down the line. Talk about it all the time. Mena does not play very much, twice a week if he's lucky. But when he's in there, he'll put a good swing on. So he ties the game. Now back to the top of the order for Rowdy Jordan. Warren deals and misses upstairs at 92 for ball one. Well, Warren, back-to-back outings, really good stuff so far. His combined number is 10 strikeouts in 8 innings. Again, this is coming into tonight. Lasted 4 2/3 against Rome last weekend. Here's the 1-0, and Jordan takes a strike to even the count at 1-1. 4 2/3, struck out 5, didn't walk anybody. Gave up an earned run on 4 hits. So far tonight, the Cyclones 1 run on 1 hit. It's those walks that have hurt Will Warren. Pitch. Hit on the ground to the right side. Second baseman Torrealba fields. Flips to second for one. The spin and turn to first by Perez is a beauty. It's a double play orchestrated by Will Warren. And it goes 4-6-3. Good flip by Torrealba. A little flair to make us know that, hey, I can play, baby. Cyclones do tie the game. 1 run on 1 hit. No errors. And with the double play, nobody left. Mena ties the game at 1, middle of 3, on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday nights, all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, that's not good. We're all tied up at 1. A chance for Junior Santos to lay down the law. Bottom of the 3rd inning, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley knotted up at a run apiece. Junior had given up a 1st inning run. Really settled down in that 2nd inning. The pressure was on, though. It was 2nd and 3rd, and Santos ended up striking out 3. So he's fanned 5 to get 5 of his 6 outs on the strikeout. It'll be the heart of the order, though. 2-3-4, Rumfield, Narvaez, and Hardman. So guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Santos will see the lefty, T.J. Rumfield, who bounced into a ground ball out at 2nd his first time. Jose Mena flashes the signs to Santos. Here's the first pitch. And this one ripped, but foul down the right field side. Rumfield is your typical lefty hitter. Has a nice-looking stroke. The thing is that he's enormous. He's a big man, 6'5", 225 pounds. He's got these long arms. 0-1. So we're going to chopper into the dirt. It's a foul ball, strike two. Well, average size humans have a tough time hitting a ball on the outside corner or just off the plate, pulling it, getting your hands out there enough to get the barrel just to the ball. Rumfield could hit a ball that was over the righty batter's box. He's got that long a wingspan. 0-2. Just missed, I guess, a little high. That was 95. Looked good from Santos, and Mayna held the glove an extra second. Didn't get the call. So 1-2 on the big lefty hitter, leading off the bottom of the third. Pitch way inside. He skirts his 2 feet back. Two balls, two strikes. Santos ready to go back to work. He gets the ball. He gets the sign. Here comes his 2-2. So we're going to foul down the left field side out of play. I mentioned it briefly in the first inning. They tell you in this business, don't tell any two-strike stories or drop anything important we should know, or two-out stories, I should say, because the inning usually ends as soon as you start the tail or whatever it was. But there's no pitch clock tonight. 2-2, fouled away. So we had it on Tuesday night, and I know these two teams. They'll play for hours on end. They will. The pitch clock helped. We went 2:31 on Tuesday, and we had a great game. Pitching changes and a lot of deep counts. But did not have it last night. The 2-2, Rumfield fouls it away again down the right field side. So he's spraying it all around the ballpark to stay alive. So last night, we played a similar kind of game, and it went 3:03. 32 added minutes, and it was played at the same pace as Tuesday's game. He just didn't have the clock to enforce that pace. Two again. Fouled off. So come to find out that the pitch clock that was installed in center field was installed in the batter's eye, which is two things, real and also a rule. You need a batter's eye that is, you know, X length by X length that cannot be messed with signage or anything to distract a hitter. 2-2. Foul back towards us up here in the booth. It's an 8-pitch at bat so far from Rumfield. So here at the Dutch, it's about an 8-foot wall all the way around, 400 feet to dead center. They paint that wall in center field the dark navy blue. Then there's a wall behind it that's 16 feet high, so double the height. 2-2 again. This one popped up, shallow center field, long run in for Rowdy Jordan, and he makes the catch just to the edge of that logo in center field. So Santos wins the long battle and gets the lefty to fly out. So basically that fence in center field, the fence behind it is also blue as the batter's eye, but it is not totally behind center field. It's a little bit off center. So that little edge, they put the clock in there, and they have to come back and redo it. Here's Carlos Narvaez, the righty catcher, takes outside ball one. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, base is empty, one out. Santos is 1-0. Good spot outside corner at 95 to even the count. So anyway, if you turn the clock on right now and you sit in the stands, you'd say, hey, that's in the batter's eye, in that square space. And you'd be right. The 1-1, down and away. Now, the issue is it was installed by MLB, so you can't just call them up and say, hey, we need you up here. So we may not have that pitch clock for the entire series till Sunday. 2-1. Swinging a drive to right. Swazi going back, full sprint towards the track. Reaches up, makes the catch, takes a hop, skip, and a jump, and crashes into the fence. He leapt into that gray wall down the right field line and hauled it in. Good grab by Swazi, who is a good little outfielder. Last night he had one over his head that beat him. This time he gets one going towards the foul pole and makes the catch. So this is a tough part of the order. Santos two-thirds of the way through. And here's Hardman, big righty hitter. Pitch. That's down and outside for ball one. So it's a shame for us who wanted to continue to experiment with that pitch clock up here. And you like the pace, at least. Here's the 1-0. A little bit high, ball two. And wherever you read something, if it's The Athletic, if it's ESPN, if it's Baseball America, shortening games by 20 minutes on average, but I'm telling you, we have a 30-minute difference between Tuesday and Wednesday and the same kind of game. Pitch to Hartman, fouled into the seats down the right field side, so it's 2-1. And I don't mean to be an old man, get off my lawn. You know, we need to speed up the game. It's just a really good pace. Get moving. There's no downtime. Keep playing. 2-1. There's a strike. Santos continues to pour it into the zone. 2-2. Only Renegades run. Santos looking for the strikeout. Junior deals the pitch. Right down the middle, and he froze him solid. 87-mile-an-hour changeup. And Santos has his sixth strikeout of the night. Junior doing it up so far on the mound. He is one off his career high in strikeouts. And he has a 1-2-3 third. We go to the fourth, tied at one. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey Brooklyn, this is Josh Hetchka, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the fourth inning, that guy Josh Hetchka last night was exceptional to help Brooklyn close it out in the late innings. Talked to Josh on the pregame show today. He's a wizard as a submarine pitcher, really studies the craft. It's all about angles and speeds and spins and grips. Very, very interesting conversation after last night's performance. We float on to the top of the fourth, 1-1. It's Wilmer, JT, and Jose to lead things off. First pitch to Wilmer Reyes. Will Warren misses outside for ball one. Take it to the scoreboard in the top of the fourth inning. Go through the Mets affiliate circuit first. Pitch. That's upstairs, 2-0 on Wilmer, who, along with many of the guys first time through, struck out against Will Warren. Good hitters count. The 2-0 front door slider missed for ball three. So first and foremost, the Mets took down San Francisco today. A nice 1-10 game at Citi Field. Beat them 6-2, 3-0. And there's a strike. So the Mets, who again, if you want to win the National League, you got to go through San Francisco or L.A. 3-1, caught on a miss. Big rip by Reyes for strike two. And yeah, you went through one of them. 3 out of 4 against San Francisco. That's making a statement in April. Here's the payoff. This one is poked to the right side. Off Henson, the first baseman's glove, and it trickles into right field. It's going to work out as a base hit for Wilmer. Henson over to his right, reached across his body and up, and a line drive caromed off the top of his mitt into the turf in right field. So give Wilmer a single. His 9th hit in 12 games. He's continuing to pick it up little by little. So a leadoff single. We're tied at 4, top of the 4th. So Mets win 6-2. They get on a plane and head to Arizona. Triple-A Syracuse taking on Worcester tonight, leading 5-4 in the 4th inning. Spinner to throw to first. Reyes dives back in. So far, so good for Syracuse, who yesterday took a doubleheader from Worcester. Syracuse came into that day 1-10. So it was a little shocking to take two. Wilmer goes for second pitch, taken high. Throw down is a beauty and right on time. The tag applied by Chris Stealing. Cyclones are just not learning their lesson right now with Carlos Narvaez, because he's thrown two BBs to second base and cut down a pair of Cyclones runners. And you got JT Schwartz at the plate. I know you want to get something started, but the wind taken out of Brooklyn's sails. Here's the 1-0, and JT takes down in the dirt for ball two. So that's what's going on at AAA. Halfway through the game, it's 5-4 Syracuse. AA Binghamton, that's where the unfortunate brawling fireworks happened against Portland. They're tied at 5 right now in the bottom of the 6th. 2-0, spanked foul down the opposite field side for Schwartz. The lefty fouls it up the line. Strike one. AA Binghamton, you probably saw the video on Twitter. It's making its round. Jacob Resnick tweeted it out. It was picked up by The Athletic. And you'll see it soon. A big brawl in Portland. The 2-1. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. It trickles foul just outside the bag. Marcel Renteria, who's on the mound for Binghamton, threw at somebody for Portland inside. Might have hit him. He started walking down to first base. Renteria comes off the mound. Words exchanged. They charge at each other, and the bench is clear. And Renteria got punched. It was not pretty. 2-2. Schwartz chops one in front of the plate towards the mound, collected by nobody. Boy, both of them came together, Narvaez and the pitcher, Warren. And neither could just pick it up like a wet bar of soap. And Schwartz reaches at first base. So this potentially a swinging bunt. Wait a minute. Here comes Tyson Blazer out of the dugout to say this is a foul ball, and now the umpires will get together. Clark summons Culliford down from first base. And Blazer said it immediately. You can hear some of the fans clamoring as well. And the umpires talk about it. And they decide to, I think, stick with their call. Clark over to talk to Luis Rivera, who's come down from third. And now Rivera was going towards first base to talk to Culliford, now comes back towards home. Meanwhile, Chris Newell, the Cyclones bench coach and first base coach, talking to the umpire on the bases, Lane Culliford. So you have two umpires face-to-face, two Brooklyn coaches, and I guess the outcome is going to be foul ball. That's why they're being spoken to and not Hudson Valley. So we shall see. And Rivera actually himself calls Schwartz back to home plate. Surprising. It was just a little swinging bunt. And maybe they're going to say the ball hit Schwartz as it caromed off the dirt and out to the infield. So Schwartz was about to get aboard, but instead he'll have to try again 2-2. Now, Luis and the Cyclones have felt slighted a little bit this series with some of the calls. I mean, not enough to, you know, light your hair on fire, but a lot of things have slanted towards Hudson Valley. 2-2, down in the dirt for ball three. So anyway, I mentioned the fireworks up in Portland. Meanwhile, Low A St. Lucie, top of the seventh inning with Jupiter. They're on the road to take on the Miami affiliate. Nick Zwack on the mound. Scoreless game, top seven. 3-2 is ripped to the right side towards the Hudson Valley dugout, and it hits the netting, I think, and goes out to first base. Schwartz hit that thing behind him. I don't know how he did it. And thank goodness nobody got hurt. So this has been an interesting at bat. Here's the 3-2. Schwartz hits one foul outside of third. It was close. Bounced in fair territory. Went over third base in foul territory. So it stays 3-2. Schwartz settles himself in the box. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley tie 2 again. That's down and in, and this time Schwartz reaches base. So JT walks for the 10th time, which again right now leads the entire Mets minor league system. Not just here, not just Double A, Triple A on down. So Schwartz aboard. Brooklyn with technically back-to-back base runners, even though Wilmer Reyes singled and then was caught stealing by Carlos Narvaez. This spring, Jose Peraza bounced out his first time. Jose looking for a big swing, break out of this funk. Warren Deals, the fastball pierces the glove right down the middle for strike one. That was 93 from Warren. 58 pitches for the right-hander. Schwartz leads. Long hold. Warren fires away and connects with strike two. Peraza just standing there staring. That was 93 again. Setup is away. Warren deals home. Breaking ball caught on and missed. And Peraza strikes out. And Jose, unfortunately, just cannot find it right now. He is Brooklyn's sixth strikeout of the night. And here's Joe Swazi, the five-hitter. Had Luis Rivera tooling around with Peraza in the order. Guy was hitting third or hitting fourth, and then seventh and eighth just to try to get him something to hit. Now back up at fourth, and still not happening right now. First pitch to Swazi, misses low. 1-0. And Rivera, by the way, moving Peraza back up in the lineup, not because he's been, you know, playing any better, just to try to reinstill some confidence. Here's the 1-0. Swazi swings and fouls back 93. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Under a night sky at Dutchess Stadium. Game three of a six-game series. I saw some sight as the weekend approaches. I knew that because I saw some winter hats from opening day popping through. Pitch. Way outside. Swazi takes two balls and a strike. If you're thinking about coming up here, your starters for the weekend. Tomorrow, Jose Chacin. Saturday, Carlos Ocampo. And then Garrison Bryan on Sunday. 2-1. Swazi takes a slider for a strike two. He tracked that ball, kind of studying, leaning over the plate. Almost threw the bat, but it was more of a hesitant take than anything from Swazi. Two outs, top of the fourth, tied at one. It'll be a 2-2. Here it comes, and it's in the dirt. Swazi takes ball three. Joe walked his first time. He was gunned down by Carlos Narvaez, trying to steal second base. That's how this inning started for Brooklyn. Single by Reyes. He tried to get in the scoring position. Wasn't happening. Narvaez, the crossing guard, will not let anybody pass. Schwartz held on slightly by Hansen. There he goes for second. Pitch is taken for guess what? Strike three. Swazi takes one on the inside corner. It was a front door slider. And Brooklyn striking out like there's no tomorrow. And now Swazi having an extra conversation with Adam Clark. And he has to be stepped in front of by Chris Newell to make sure he stays in the game. And he will. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, one walk, one left. Brooklyn has struck out 2, 4, 6, 8 of the 12 outs tonight. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. We'll feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2 for $5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Now we're off to the bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Hudson Valley back to the bats against Junior Santos, who's been excellent tonight. First pitch to righty Pat DeMarco, way inside, nearly hit him for ball one. So it'll be DeMarco, Henson, and Perez. These guys go 5, 6, and 7. Renegades tonight wearing the pinstripe white pants and black top. Here's the 1-0. DeMarco takes off the plate. 2 balls, no strikes. Second night we've seen them wearing these unis. Second night ever that they're wearing them. Renegades written in bright white across the chest. Santos turns the feet. Here's the 2-0. Pitch is cut on and fouled back. 2 balls and a strike. DeMarco, a strikeout victim his first time, and that's been the name of the game tonight for Junior Santos, who's a strikeout away from tying his career high. The 2-1, that's on the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tough pitch at 93. Santos has touched 98 this evening. Looking in for the sign. Mina flashes. Here's the 2-2. Ripped to left field. Base hit. Hung a breaking ball, slider, and DeMarco didn't get all of it, just enough to lunge it on by Peroza and Reyes in the left field. Well, DeMarco gets a hit, and at the bottom of the fourth inning, we'll take a look at the South Atlantic League schedule, but here's Spencer Henson from the right side. Santos trying to keep it a 1-1 game. Henson just trying to make contact. Pitch. Hit to the open right side, base hit, a three-hopper into right field. DeMarco to second, it stops there. Back-to-back singles for the Renegades. So Brooklyn walking into this game, good for second place in the North Division of the Sally League. Aberdeen is the first-place team at 8-3. They are currently leading Greensboro. Ironbirds have a 9-1 lead at the bottom of the sixth on the road. Wilmington, who's been great as well this year, tied at 2 at home against Hickory, heading to the bottom of the sixth. Here's Christian Perez, singled his first time. Pitch, caught on and missed. Big, long swing by the righty infielder. Strike one. Basement team in the north, Jersey Shore, beating up on the basement team in the south, Asheville. It's a 5-1 Blue Claws lead, top seven. Santos looking for the first out. Here comes the 0-1. Pitch cut on, popped up, shallow center. It is the shortstop Reyes going out behind the infield, behind second to make the catch. He and Saunders came together. And Warren gave way at the last second to Reyes, running by. Just to bring up Eduardo Torrealba. A little second baseman's been a pesky guy to retire. He's got that inside-out swing, strong hands that go the other way. Tied at one, bottom of the fourth. 2 on, 1 out. Pitch. Two other scores to give you from the south. Bowling Green, who's the best team in the league by a game, 9-2. Scoreless with Rome, who's not bad either, at 7-4. Greenville, which is one of the teams that Hudson Valley saw on its long 9-game road trip to start the year, tied with Winston-Salem at 1, top of the 6th. That's at South Carolina's Floor Field at the West End, as they call it. The West End. Sounds great. Here's the 1-0. Torrealba takes the strike, letter high. By the way, Winston-Salem, another team in the South that the Cyclones will play. That is the last week of the year. Last road trip, last week of the year. Wrap it up September 11th. September 4th through 11, I believe, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 1-1. Way outside. Good backhand stop by Mina. 2 balls and a strike. And, of course, this year's a little bit different. You'll have competitive fires going, playoffs back again. We didn't really have much of anything last year. And then halfway through the year, they said, oh, just kidding, we're going to have playoffs. But usually teams, if they're out of it and they have a long trip last week of the year, it's always a weird one. Runners go, 2-1 pitch, cut on and fouled back. So the runners have to retreat and go to first and second. So that'll be a fun trip for us to get to go see the Dash here. That's a great stadium. In fact, another word on the Dash. Jake Eisenberg, who is the current broadcaster for AAA Omaha, former Cyclone broadcaster, and his job after he left the Cyclones was with Winston-Salem. So that's the team that Brooklyn will wrap up the year with. 2-2. Drilled down the right field line, tucks in for a base hit, a fair ball into the corner. DeMarco scores from flying around third as Swazi sends one to the plate. There will be no throw. Henson scores. Two come across. Torrey Alba ends up at third with an opposite field two-run triple to make it 3-1 Renegades. This guy's got to be one of the most pain-in-the-neck at-bats for any pitcher because he just, first of all, makes you work and then just drives balls that are off the plate or in on his hands, drives them to right field with strength. So he's at third, and here comes Luis Rivera to make a pitching change. By the way, before we go to break, final note on our good buddy Jake Eisenberg. Where will he be this weekend? Not with AAA Omaha, not with Winston-Salem, but filling in for Howie Rose with the New York Mets. Pretty cool to see Jake Eisenberg doing big things from the Brooklyn booth to the big league booth. Maybe we should write something about that. Anyway, Santos is done. We'll have a pitching change when we get back. It's 3-1 Renegades in the fourth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
I'm back, back in the New York booth. I'm back, back in the New York booth.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Aaron Polensky, the batter, he'll see a new arm. It is right-hander Evie Ruibal out of the pen. It is a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen for Luis Rivera. So here's the skinny. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hudson Valley has just broken the 1-1 tie with an opposite field two-run triple by Eduardo Torrealba. Brought in Pat DeMarco, brought in Spencer Henson, who were all put on by Junior Santos. And so Ruibal comes in, try to put out the fire, get the final two outs of the fourth. But the Renegades doing their thing. Torrealba has two hits tonight, single and a triple to right. So Polensky strides to the righty batter's box as Ruibal finishes up his warm-up tosses. Polensky struck out his first time. The infield walks in. Schwartz and Saunders on the right side. Reyes and Peroza on the left. Evie set belt high. Deals his first pitch in relief, and it's bang foul outside of third. So Santos last 3 1/3. Strikes out 6, one off his career high. Didn't walk anybody, which was excellent. I mean, there were parts of this game where you saw the flashes of Santos' brilliance. But he gave up 7 hits, and the bottom of the order gave him fits. Strike 1 pitch. Caught on and missed. Big long swing from Polensky. Strike 2. That was 94 miles an hour from Evie Ruibal. Evie 6'5", 250 from Millburn, New Jersey. A repeat at this high A level with Brooklyn, having a much better year as far as command is concerned out of the bullpen. He has not pitched. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball spins outside. 1-2. Ruibal pitched twice in the Jersey Shore series. First time he faced just two hitters, got an out, gave up a hit. Inning ended, he was done. And then one scoreless on Sunday. 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Polinski lunges over the plate, can't touch the breaker. And there's two outs. And again, Ruibal coming in with a runner at third base. So tense times for Evie. And so far, so good. Renegades start their turn of the order third time through. We go back to the top for the center fielder righty, Aldany Sanchez. Torrealba off third. Infield relaxes back. 3-1 Hudson Valley in the fourth. Pitch. Chop foul at the plate. Big hack by Sanchez. No balls and a strike. Sanchez tonight a strikeout looking and a strikeout swinging. Seven strikeouts for Cyclones pitchers. Seven of the 11 so far. A long hole, the 0-1. In the dirt and outside, 1-1. With the pitch clock out, the guy that will take the most advantage and the most time is our buddy Evie Ruibal. Now, the umpires, with no clock at all, I don't even think they can pretend to hurry you up. And Ruibal certainly takes his time. Shoulders rise and fall. Here's the 1-1. Misses outside. Falling to the first base side. 2-1. He does throw so hard at 95 that, of course, he throws his entire 6'5", 250 frame into each pitch. But that time, overthrowing a little bit. Missing, really yanking it across the plate. There comes the 2-1 from Evie. And the breaking ball in there for a strike. And Sanchez, as he steps back and out of the box, drops his shoulders. He wanted that pitch. And he just didn't swing at it. So Evie is a strike away from stranding Torrealba at third and keeping this a two-run game. Off and a puff for Ruibal. 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Bell bounces away from Mena. Here comes the runner. Ruibal cannot pick it up, cannot flip it home. And it's 4-1 Renegades. Torrealba running right down the line. It's a wild pitch and a run scored. It's 4-1 Hudson Valley. Great read by Torrealba. I tell you what, he's the kind of guy that if I was on the Cyclones, I wouldn't stand Torrealba. If I was on Hudson Valley, oh man, he'd be my favorite player. Guy just does the little things so well. And those little details that frustrate you as an opposing team. So 3-2 with two outs. Watch Ruibal get a strikeout here. He'll be so frustrated. There's the payoff. Got him swinging. And Ruibal shouts to the outfield as he spins his body around and heads towards the third base dugout. Three runs score on three hits, no errors, and nobody left. All Eduardo Torrealba in that inning. He drives in two and scores the third run. And we're off to the fifth inning. Hudson Valley leading Brooklyn 4-1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fun. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Top half of the fifth, Hudson Valley has broken this 1-1 tie. Take a 4-1 lead into the visiting half. Brooklyn comes to the plate against right-hander Will Warren, who has really shown no signs of stopping. One run allowed over the first four innings. First pitch to Matt O'Neill. Hits the glove on the outside corner for strike one. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network tonight. Game three, 0-1. O'Neill takes a 12-6 breaking ball for strike two. Matt struck out looking his first time. Warren, the starter, has just keep on keeping on. He has really stretched out. 0-2, off the plate. O'Neill too smart for a pitch like that. He's a catcher, so he thinks with a catcher's mind. And he lays off the junk away. There comes the 1-2. Breaking ball, fans and misses. 82 on the sweepy slider. It looks like the ring around Saturn when it starts on one side and just spins around the plate. It's really not fair. In fact, one of the best sliders I've seen thrown by anybody. And the Renegades have a lot of guys that throw sliders. I'm pretty sure the Yankees, they won't love you if you don't throw a slider. Here's Matt Rudick. Lefty bunts, attempts, pulls back and takes a strike. Nothing and one. 4-1 Yankees affiliate in front of the Mets affiliate. Top of the fifth. 0-1. And pops the glove on the outside corner. Rudick takes strike two. 72 pitches from Warren. He'll try to get through this fifth, but that'll be about it. 0-2. That's up and away for ball one. Matt walked his first time, ended up stealing second base. Brooklyn is 1 of 3 on the bases tonight. I'm not going to say that it's made the biggest difference, but it's probably made a pretty close difference. They had Swazi and Reyes thrown out at second base tonight. 1-2, swinging a chopper foul off to the right. Headed to the Hudson Valley dugout. Stays 1-2 on Matt Rudick. Swazi walked with one out in the second inning. Got thrown out at second base. Two outs. Rally over. Reyes single to start the fourth. Thrown out at second base. And basically took the bat out of JT Schwartz's hands. 1-2 pitch. Speaking of which, Rudick takes the backdoor slider for strike three. Four strikeouts in a row for Will Warren. Two down in the fifth. This will bring up Warren Saunders. And Will Warren, so far, having his best game of his career. Pitch to Warren. Righty takes a letter high fastball strike, seething over the outside corner at 93. I say best start of his career. This is the third start of his young career all this year. Here's the 0-1 to Warren. The fastball tapped on the ground to the right side over the mound. Torre Alba comes down from second, fields to the baseline, and wings it to first in time to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Cyclones in the top half of the fifth. It's a shutdown inning for Will Warren after he got that three-run cushion. 4-1 to the bottom of the fifth. A new arm coming in for the Brooklyn Cyclones when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away
from baseball history, there's drama.
He has scored a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made up tonight.
Let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
It's great
right
here.
On MLB Network.
Oh,
where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones make a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen to get right-hander Jesus Vargas. Jesus, the scheduled piggybacker tonight with Junior Santos, coming on his team down 4-1. Evy Ruibal came in to wrap up the fourth after Junior Santos came out with one out. So we'll give you the final line on Santos and the final line on Ruibal as Jesus wraps up his warm-up tosses, getting ready to face 2, 3, and 4. So Junior departs. He can lose. He cannot win. He gave up 4 runs, 3 earned, 7 hits. Didn't walk anybody. That was good. Struck out 6. That was even better. Over 3 1/3. Evy goes 2/3 of an inning and picked up 2 strikeouts to get his 2 outs. So let's bring up TJ Rumfield. He'll lead it off in the bottom of the 5th. Vargas slow wind, offers the first, and the pitch is popped up and sails out of play towards the seats, 3rd base side. No balls and a strike on the lefty. Coming over from the Dodgers organization, making another appearance for Brooklyn, number 3. Here comes the 0-1. Bouncer to the dirt, 1-1. It's pitched a total of 6 innings, 3 innings each time, which has been nice consistency because both times he's come in relief. It's over the head with a windup. Here's the 1-1. Rumfield rolls it over, foul to the right. Strike 2. First game he threw was at Wilmington. Gave up 2 runs over 3. And then bounced back against Jersey Shore. 3 scoreless against the Blue Claws last week. See how he fares tonight against the Yankees affiliate, first time ever. 1-2 pitch, Rumfield fouls it away to the left side. Stays 1-2. TJ tonight, a ground out and a fly out to dead center. Bottom of the order has been a thorn in Brooklyn pitching side tonight. Top of the order has been quiet. Vargas kicks and deals the 1-2. Pitch high and away at 93. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Game 3 of our 6-game series. We're knotted up at a game apiece. 2-2. Hit on the ground on the right side. Schwartz lets it go to the second baseman, Saunders. He fields and fires to first. It hits off Vargas's glove and gets away. And the ball goes into the dugout. And so Rumfield, who should have been out, is at second base. That is a brutal beat for the Cyclones. It'll be a double, I think it should be a miscatch error against Jesus Vargas because Saunders fielded it beautifully, threw right over the bag. Vargas just took his eye off of it, I think, to look down at his feet and make sure he was going to step on first base. So it's a big error against the Cyclones, who, again, have played well defensively most of the year. And here's Carlos Narvaez, 1-1. So it is an error. I just have to make sure it is against Vargas and not Saunders. It was really good, accurate throw by Warren. 1-0. Ripped in the sky to center field. Jordan sprinting back to the track. Reaches up. It's over his head. One hop against the fence. Rumfield heads to third. They're going to send him around with ease. No throw. Ball cut off in left center field. Narvaez delivers again in the series. An RBI double to dead center field, and the Gates take a 5-1 lead. The homer on Tuesday night was a biggie late in the game to basically win the contest. So Narvaez with a splash in that game, and tonight, 2 hits. He's driven in a run. He has scored another. And he's starting to put this thing, not out of reach, but the largest lead of any series that we've seen. Here's the pitch to Tyler Hardman. Vargas misses down and in for ball one. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth. 5-1 Renegades. Pitch on the outside corner. Strike one. Hardman takes one to even the count at 93. Ripped an RBI single to left field his first time with Narvaez at second base. See what he does here. Pitch. Just missed. Close one off the plate. Ball two. By the way, a guy like Jesus Vargas, even though he's not the official starter, even though he knows he's pitching, he treats today as if it is a start. Runner breaks towards third. He steps off the mound, throws to third, and the tag applied. They catch Narvaez trying to sneak a steal. Good job by Vargas to settle down, remove his leg from the mound, and calmly and accurately throw to third. That is what the Renegades really annoying as a pitcher and as a defense. So it's just the first out of the inning. Comes the 2-1, and there's a strike, 2-2. Now what they do is that they break late, and even though for the rest of the world, it is obvious. Step off and throw to third. Many times the pitcher balks, which is what they want. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball spins down and out. Three balls, two strikes. It is why they run while a guy is holding his set. It's why they hop. They literally are in their lead and they hop into the air. Craziest thing I've ever seen. Did it last year. 3-2. Pounded in the sky, deep right field. Swazi back, spins the hips, at the track, makes the catch. It got up there, stayed up there, didn't stretch, and died at the warning track, and Swazi hauled it in. So that's out number two. This will ring up Pat DeMarco. Vargas has already given up an unearned run. And DeMarco singled his last time, trying to stay hot. Hudson Valley 5, Brooklyn 1. Home half of the fifth. Comes the pitch. It's caught on a miss. Good slider from Jesus. Nothing in one. So as I mentioned, Vargas, even though he's not the official starter, treats today like it's not starting. Got to do that. Got to come in a little bit late as if he was a starter. The 1-2. Missed outside. Brooklyn has 8 official starting pitchers. That's not the trivia question. Can you name them all? We'll have a different one in the sixth. But there are a lot to keep tabs on. 2-2 again. Caught on a miss, and he gets DeMarco to chase the slider. So the Renegades grab one unearned run. That error, tough to swallow for Vargas. One unearned run, one hit, one error, and nobody left. Renegades tack on an extra run and take a 5-1 cushion into the sixth on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network. Just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Good news for Brooklyn as we go to the sixth. The start of Will Warren's night is done, and instead it's Alex Mauricio. No relation to Ronnie, our old buddy who's up at Double A. But Will Warren is finished, and Brooklyn has got to be at least a little bit happy because Warren was striking out the world. And the Clones come to the plate down 5-1 into the top of the sixth. Jose Mena leads off. First one from Mauricio. Missed inside for ball one. Here the final line on Warren, who goes five. One of the first pitchers we've seen this year go five. We have not seen too many of that on the Cyclone side and on an opposing side so early in the year. Here's the 1-0. Mena shoots his hands up, takes inside for ball two. Warren punches out nine over five innings. One run allowed, two hits, two walks. He was tough. 2-0. Mena swings through. Fastball down at 96, 2-1. So Mena, then top of the order, Jordan and Reyes. Soft wind for Mauricio. Pitch, Mena fouls it off to the right side. Jose's first time up, tied the game, top of the third inning. Matt Rudick on, Matt stole second. A couple of batters later, Mena delivered. Yeah, but he yanked a single to left field down the line. Mauricio deals the 2-2. And strike three called. Outside corner at 97. I'm only chuckling to myself because I saw the Cyclones. Saw with my own eyes, I promise you. Over the first nine games. And nowhere near the strikeout tendencies we're seeing in this series. It's just so different, really. And I know what to expect. A lot of teams do know what to expect against a Yankees affiliate. But this has been really different. Here's Rowdy with one out. First offering to the switch hitter batting left. He takes a strike. All right, time for your Coney Convo's trivia question. As Mauricio working quickly gets the sign. Pitch outside. One ball, one strike. So we're in upstate New York, which colloquially is known as anything north of Westchester. So it's a very big state. But we're in upstate New York. It's also the home of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. 1-1 down in the dirt, and Jordan hits the deck. Ball didn't hit him, but it's two balls and a strike. And at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, Glens Falls area, there is a statue of Johnny Podras throwing to this famous catcher of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here's a 2-1. Jordan takes high for ball three. And the statue depicts the 1955 World Series. Of course, the Dodgers beat the Yanks. Johnny Podras throwing to this famous Brooklyn Dodgers catcher. Next toss, Jordan takes outside for ball four. So Mauricio, after the strikeout, walks Rowdy Jordan. By the way, we talked about Jackie Robinson on April 15th, of course, the first black player in baseball. Well, this catcher was the first black catcher in baseball. That's another clue. If you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. I'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Wilmer Reyes, the righty. He swings, taps one slowly to third. Hardman charges. His only play is to first. He slings it that way in time for the out. Jordan broke on the pitch, and so he slides into second base without a play. Good job to eliminate a potential double play. Simply a 5-3 putout. Two down in the top of the sixth for JT Schwartz. So we have some answers rolling in. We'll get them to you in the bottom of the inning. Cyclones down 5-1 in the top of the sixth. Schwartz walked his last time again. Pitch is a strike at the letters on the inside corner. nothing and one. His 10th walk in 12 games to lead all Mets minor leaguers. Mauricio holds his set belt high. The righty looks at second, looks towards home, deals, and Schwartz swings and fouls it off the catcher for strike two. So our first look at Alex Mauricio, who did not pitch last year. In fact, go to his 2019 campaign with Charleston, the former Sally League affiliate of the Yankees. He threw one game and was done. Missed that year, 2020, 2021. 0-2. Schwartz takes strike three, inside corner. 96, threading across the inside part of the plate. Right on the black. No runs, no hits, one walk, one left. The Cyclones strike out two more times in the sixth. And we're done with 5.5 innings to play. Hudson Valley 5, Brooklyn 1. The answer to the trivia question when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today.
Five to one Yankees affiliate ahead of the Mets affiliate in the Sally League tonight on a Thursday at the Dutch. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Renegades have a 5-1 cushion coming back to the bats in the bottom of the sixth. They've had a good night at the plate. Their pitching staff has struck out everybody in a Cyclones uniform today. I think I've even struck out tonight. That's just the way it's been. Here's Henson to lead things off. Jesus Vargas to righty. High over the head with the wine, the pitch just missed outside for ball one. Hanson finally did not strike out last time up. Singled and scored a run in that three-run fourth inning. Here comes the 1-0. Man's off the plate, ball two. Now Hanson, you go back to last night and into his first at bat today, struck out five times. So happy to see one go his way. Hitters count 2-0. He cuts and tips it into the mitt for strike one. So Vargas gave up an unearned run in his first inning. Jesus trying to settle down, keep his team in the game. But Brooklyn's offense has been almost neutralized tonight. 2-1 pitch to the plate. Good slider, but just outside. Three balls and a strike. Mena sets up down and away. Vargas looks at that spot, looks at his feet, turns the body, fires away. The pitch caught on and popped foul into the seats behind home plate. So we have our Coney Combos trivia question. Had some submissions flying in from every which way. DMs, hashtags, texts, coming in hot on a Thursday night. That's what happens when the Mets play at 1 o'clock instead of at night with us. Vargas taking his time. Here comes the payoff. And Henson strikes out. Blew it by him at 93. Second strikeout for Vargas in his piggyback outing. So we are in upstate New York, which is the all-encompassing phrase. From Yonkers to Schenectady to Buffalo and everywhere in between. Certainly unfairly to upstate New York, but them's the breaks. So in upstate New York, of course, is the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And there's a Brooklyn Dodgers statue. Here's Christian Perez. He takes one in the dirt for ball one. It depicts Johnny Podres of the Brooklyn Dodgers throwing to his catching compatriot, who, in the 1955 World Series, the answer is Campy, Roy Campanella. So if you submitted that, you got it. Here's the 1-0. There's a strike, splitting the plate in half. Count evens up on Perez, 1-1. So we've got to give out our shout-outs. Vargas rocking into the wine. Pitch. Chopped foul off to the left for strike two. The Wolf howling in again on a spooky upstate New York night sky. He got it right. John DeLuca got it right using the hashtag Coney Convos. And Patty Scalise chiming in, getting it right. 1-2. Breaking ball downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Now Roy Campanella is the first black catcher in the MLB. As the Dodgers kind of help pave the way. Bring in Jackie, bring in Roy, and move baseball along. 2-2. Tapper over the mound towards short. Reyes charges, swooping to his left, gathers and guns out Perez. Good play by Wilmer. That's the type of flashing of the leather that Wilmer can really display. And he's been a little tight in these first 10, 12 games, but looking even better tonight. So two quick outs for Vargas. Johnny Podres, by the way, is a little bit of a legend. He's an unknown name, unless you know. It's a, if you know, you know kind of guy. But if you just said Johnny Podres to an average baseball fan, they may not know how important he was in the 55 World Series. Here's the pesky hitter, Torrey Alba, and he takes inside. One ball, no strikes. He was unbelievable in the World Series in 1955. Had an okay regular season, but without him, Dodgers don't beat the Yanks in 55. Here's the 1-0. It's down and out for ball two. Now, it may seem like I'm that old, but I wasn't actually there. Me and the rest of the baseball world, through hearsay, a story passed down through generation and generation. We find these things out. The 2-0. Torrey Alba takes inside by Vargas. Three balls and no strikes. Game 7 of the World Series. Shut out the Yankees 2-0. Got the first ever World Series MVP award. 3-0. Torrey Alba takes, boy, just off the plate. It could not have been any closer. He's on with a walk. Third time he's aboard. And by the way, even though the Dodgers in 1955, that was about it as far as World Series goes, and then they bolted for the West Coast in 1957. Of course, we brought baseball back to Brooklyn in 2001. Padres went on to pitch for the Tigers and the Padres and won a couple of World Series. Here's Aaron Polensky. He cuts and misses for strike one. Padres himself was an upstate New Yorker, born in Witherby and died near Cooperstown in Glens Falls. 0-1 to Polensky. Pierces the outside corner for strike two. Good spot by Vargas. After the walk, he has jumped ahead, nothing in two. Hudson Valley 5, Brooklyn 1. Renegades at the plate in the bottom of the sixth. Vargas working out of the stretch. Runner bluffs, and the pitch home is outside for ball one. Spinner to throw to first base, and Torrey Alba scampers back in. And by the way, Roy Campanella as well. So good in the Negro Leagues, so great for the Dodgers, and just had that terrible accident in 1958, left him paralyzed. One of the saddest stories in baseball history. 1-2, found a way to the right side. Walensky putting up a fight. The nine-hitter has struck out twice tonight. He's behind 1-2. Vargas fires away, and the breaking ball calls strike three. 12-6, curveball clocks in for strike three. And he retires Polensky to end the inning. Not quite a 1-2-3, but he works around the two-out walk and strikes out a pair in the frame. And we're done with six full innings from the Dutch. It's a 5-1 Renegades lead over the Cyclones off of the seventh inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones running out of time, trailing by four runs as we embark on the top of the seventh inning. Hudson Valley at home. Leads Brooklyn 5-1. So nine outs to work with. It'll be Peroza, Swazi, and O'Neill. Cyclones hitters have struck out 11 more times tonight. 17 last night, 17 the night before. 45 strikeouts in 2.5 games. That's out of this world. So Peroza digs in. Alex Mauricio fires the first pitch and it misses down low. One ball, no strikes. An 0-for-2 night for Peroza. He bounced out of the first baseman and struck out looking. First at bat, though, against Mauricio. Pitch ripped in the air to center field right at Sanchez. A bad read. He comes back into the infield and cannot make the catch. It hits off his glove. He went back on it. It was right at him. Went back on it. Then tried to recover. Stumbled forward. Reached out with a glove. It's really dark out there. And it looked like he caught it, but he did not haul it in. So I'll see how they score this one. Brooklyn's only had two hits tonight. Doesn't matter. Peroza smacked it to center. Those are the kind of shots that you expect from Peroza. So he's on board. Here's Swazi. Pitch. He rolls over, foul off to the left, into his own dugout for strike one. They have yet to make a call on that play in center field. Peroza can absolutely scratch and claw for a hit. I think Sanchez just misplayed it. Hit it right at him. Here's the 0-1. Swazi fouls it away to the right side. Nothing in two. And they have called it an E8. Peroza, of course, wants a hit. He's 6-for-37. But an error called against Sanchez in his home digs. 5-1, Hudson Valley. Brooklyn may be catching some life in the seventh. Mauricio from the stretch deals. Swazi bangs it foul to the right. Swaz walked his first time, struck out in the fourth. Mauricio working on just his sixth hitter. He saw Mena in the bottom of the frame, bottom of the order. And now working his way from the top down. The 0-2. Swazi cuts and misses. Slider tied him up again. Another strikeout for Brooklyn hitters. And Peroza takes his helmet off at first base. He's got a moment to hang out a little bit. Brooklyn has so far stranded two over the first six innings. Could have stranded more or got guys in if they stole second or didn't break at all. Here's Matt O'Neill, who takes a breaking ball strike. Nothing in one. It's been one of those games where the Cyclones just, if they can't get out of their own way, they just can't get on base. 0-1. Another strike on the outside corner. Good slider from Mauricio. Nothing in two. It was Will Warren over five. And now Mauricio and into the bullpen. 0-2. Swing a chopper over the mound towards second. Could be two. Torrealba has it. Steps on the bag to his right. Flings it to first in time. Pitcher's best friend. And not only that, the second baseman's best friend. That ball landed right over the bag, right next to Torrealba. Easiest double play in the world. Four unassisted, three, and the inning comes to an end. Mauricio faces the minimum, and we're done with 6.5 innings of play. It's 5-1 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Home half of the seventh, Hudson Valley back at it. They've had a pretty good night, 5-1 lead against the Cyclones. They have pitched really, really well. They've come up with the hits, and they play defense. So Jesus Vargas, inning number three, gave up one unearned run. And again, if the Cyclones offense is going to sit there with one run on two hits, I mean, the pitching staff, they're doing fine. Here's Zaldanis Sanchez, first pitch to the righty. He swings, hits it up the middle. It's a base hit, center field. Nine hits now for the Renegades. Sanchez was 0-for-3 with three punchies before that base hit up the middle. And he didn't want to sit in that box for far too long this time around. You start taking pitches, you find yourself two strike counts. And you're going, uh-oh, how did I get here? That time Sanchez just said, the heck with it. I'm going after the first one. So he's aboard. Here's TJ Rumfield, who is 0-for-3 with a run scored. He's the guy that reached on error against Vargas. So Vargas has now seen everybody. Righty deals. Runner goes. Pitch taken low. Maina's throw. A good one. The tag is there, but the ball popped out again. Sanchez slid in hard. Reyes tagged him chest high, and the impact dislodge the ball from his glove. Everything going the Renegades' way right now. That was a beautiful throw from Jose Mina. And to be be honest with you, Wilmer's had a couple of plays in this series at second base on steals that he and the Cyclones would like to have back. Now, no balls and a strike. Runner at second base, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning, it's a 5-1 Yankee affiliate lead. Vargas Spears at second, deals home, misses way outside. Most uncompetitive pitch he's made tonight. He just left his arm hanging out there, and he missed by 3 or 4 feet off the plate. Cyclones shift around as much as they can. Reyes playing up the middle against the big lefty. Pitch to Rumfield. Swinging a foul back to the netting. Take a look at the affiliate scoreboard tonight. AAA Syracuse has doubled up Worcester. 10-5 lead against the Red Sox affiliate in the bottom of the seventh inning. AA Binghamton lost 12-5 to Portland on the road. Jeremy Vasquez hit a home run for the Rumble Ponies. 1-2. Rumfield hits a ground ball back towards the middle. There's Reyes, perfectly positioned. He fields and fires the first in time. He actually ends up where the second baseman ends up. On the play, Sanchez goes from second to third. So one on, one out, 90 feet away from scoring. He has to bring up Carlos Narvaez, who's had an awesome night at the plate. St. Lucie got a W, and they snuck one by. They pulled out a run in the top of the ninth and beat Jupiter 1-0 on the road. So they had dropped the first two games of that series. They win and go to 8-4. And if Brooklyn can win and go to 8-4 themselves, Cyclones and Mets will be on top. Pitch. Narvaez swings through 91 up and in. Strike one. And then the big boys, who are on a flight to Arizona right now, take on the D-backs. Beat San Francisco 6-2. They take 3 out of 4 from the Giants. Narvaez a single, a double, and an RBI tonight. Pitch. Missed in tight. Good spot from Vargas, excuse me. And it's a ball and a strike. Jesus put it where he wanted to. Didn't get the call. The infield is in with one out. There's the 1-1. Pitch bang, foul to the right. Strike two. 47 pitches for Vargas. Now, these guys piggybacking, I don't really know what the idea is as far as innings and pitches are concerned, because the back half of games is always different. And unless the second guy is really cooking by, usually he lasts about 3 innings every time. Vargas is 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Laid off by Narvaez, 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was Junior over 3 1/3. Then to wrap up the fourth inning, Santos came out. They put Ruibal in there for 2 strikeouts. Vargas so far, 2 1/3 innings. Trying to go 3 for the third consecutive piggyback relief appearance. 2-2 on Narvaez. Pitch. Fouled back. Carlos coming into this year is a guy that you say, okay, who does Hudson Valley have? Who's on their roster? Well, they got Narvaez again. He was with Tampa last year. Played in 60 games before getting called up here, playing the last 16. Only played 76 of 120 last year. He's an everyday guy at this point. 2-2. Hit on the ground to third. Peroza reaches out to his left. Throws home. Play at the plate. Mena's tag is a perfect one. Peroza guns out Aldenis Sanchez at the plate to preserve a run and get an out. Good play by Peroza. Narvaez reaches on the fielder's choice. It's a 5-2 putout. That's never an easy play. Never. Hard hit ball to your left. You got to get it first and then make sure you throw accurately, because from that angle, the runner actually cuts off your window to get the ball to Mena. Good job by Peroza. Good tag by Jose. Here's Hardman. 2 outs. Pitch. Check swing. Slow roller left side. Reyes comes down from third. Gloves. Guns. On the run. Got him. That is Wilmer Reyes. I don't know what he's been doing over the first 12 games, but that was impressive. Slow chopper, came in, fielded it, threw off balance. The whole nine is a top 10 play if I've ever seen one. No runs, one hit, two great defensive plays. One that at least saves a run, and one left. To the eighth, Brooklyn with six outs to work with, trailing 5-1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Eighth inning from Dutchess Stadium up here in the Hudson Valley region, to the east of the Hudson River. Cyclones come to the plate with six outs to work with, trailing the Renegades 5-1. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Alex Mauricio done after two innings. So the Yankees farmhand is finished, and the lefty Michael Ciccone comes in. 6 foot, 175-pound left-hander. There's only two lefties out there, one of them Edgar Barkley, who he saw on Tuesday. So Ciccone getting some time. He's a California native from Fountain Valley. Was a late-inning guy last year for low-A Tampa. So his first time at a high-A level. And he'll face Matt Rudick, Warren Saunders, and Jose Mena, 7, 8, and 9. Rudick awaits. Here's the first pitch. And it sizzles over the outside corner at 93 miles an hour. Strike one. Rudick a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Brooklyn just two hits tonight and one run. Pitch. Missed outside. One ball, one strike. This is the first real game we've seen of this series that has been heavily one-sided. First two games are back and forth, tense, nail-biting games. It comes to 1-1. Rudick chops it foul off to the left for strike two. So Rudick facing a lefty, never a comfortable at bat. Ciccone, a 28th rounder by the Yanks in 2019, went to North Greenville College in South Carolina. He's having a really nice year. 10 strikeouts in five innings. Pretty impressive. Pitch. Just missed inside at 93. Two balls, two strikes. Last year, all in relief. Save, couple of holds. Struck out 60 in 43 innings. I was with low A Tampa in the Florida State League. Roxon deals the 2-2. And Rudick takes a good pitch, high and away, ball three. Cyclones need some base runners. I've struck out a dozen times tonight. I've walked three times, just two hits. Ciccone's offering. Chopper over the mound. The shortstop Perez comes charging in, gloves, and throws to first. Got him. And gives a point to his dugout. He ends up basically at first base. His momentum carries him down the infield towards the mound, across the diamond, and it's a 6-3 putout. Good defense tonight from both sides in the shortstop position. Perez makes a nice play. Brooklyn with five outs to go. And here's Warren Saunders. Somebody for Brooklyn just trying to provide a spark. Only guy to provide it tonight, Jose Mena. Pitch. Soft one. Catches the corner on the outside edge. Nothing in one on Saunders. Warren, a strikeout victim and a groundout victim. Reyes and Mena, the only two Brooklyn Cyclones with hits. Pitch. Saunders gets jammed, fouls it away to the right side. Nothing in two. So we'll take you through the scoreboard in the league tonight. Aberdeen, your first place team. They'll stay there in the North Division. They go to 9-3 with a 9-4 win over Greensboro. Greensboro, by the way, the affiliate of the Pirates. Aberdeen is, of course, with Baltimore. They have been for many, many years. 0-2. Saunders slices it foul to the right towards the bleachers and out of play. Wilmington trailing Hickory 5-2. They're at the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning, chasing three. Jersey Shore took down Asheville big time, 7-1 today, to get to 3-9. Those are all the teams in the division with Brooklyn. 0-2. Saunders spits on the changeup in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Top of the ninth in South Carolina, the Greenville Drive, the Red Sox affiliate, behind against Winston-Salem, the Dash, the affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. 4-1 lead for Winston-Salem, and 3-1 lead for Rome in Bowling Green, Kentucky, middle of six. Pitch. Foul back. It is a much more mild weather night tonight on night number three. The flags in the outfield are not blowing. The wind is quiet. It's 54 degrees. 1-2. Saunders cuts and fouls it off. Narvaez, the catcher, tried to squeeze it. Tried to close that claw, but it rattled in and out. So Saunders gets another life. What we have tonight, 54 degrees, no wind. It is very doable. This time last night, the night before, was 44 degrees and windy. 1-2, cut on a miss. Climbed the ladder, and Saunders swings through 93. Brooklyn just not putting the ball in play enough to give themselves a chance right now. And here is Jose Mena with two down. Top of the eighth, Brooklyn at the plate down 5-1. So Michael Giacconi, so far so good. The lefty deals home. And Mena drives one foul to the right. No balls and a strike. Alex Mauricio, the reliever who went two, doing a nice job bridging the gap to the bullpen. The closers, if you will. As Mena takes outside 1-1. Mauricio went two. Walked a batter. Struck out three, no runs, and no hits. But a tough arm if he's here all year. 1-1 to the plate. Right down Broadway. Strike two on Mena. Thirteen strikeouts, three walks for Renegades pitching. Nobody on base, two outs. 1-2. Mena fouls it back. That was in on his hands. Good job to fight it off. Brooklyn will see Hudson Valley. This is series number one of five total series. Two in the first half of the year and three in the back half of the year. 1-2. That's downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Play these guys so many times. Next time is in Brooklyn, May 17th to the 22nd. And then not till the second half of the year. 2-2. Mena reaches out, taps one foul outside of third. Through 66 games, we'll decide a division champion that will go to the playoffs. So Brooklyn against Hudson Valley, the point of this whole long-winded idea with Hudson Valley, the whole season, you have three series in the back half and two up front. You want to get them quickly. You want to get these wins early because their division games directly affect your opportunity to get into the playoffs. That's why these series are so big. These 12 games between now and the middle of June. 2-2 again. Mena hits a sharp ground ball, three hopper to Perez. He ingests it, fields overhand, throws to first in time. And a 1-2-3 inning for Renegades pitching. Cyclones have not had one over the minimum since the fourth inning. They have been awfully quiet on a Thursday night. They trail 5-1 as we go to the bottom of the eighth at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Hudson Valley leading 5-1. Their last chance to start, I should say, continue adding runs. Cyclones are chasing four. They'll have three outs to work with. So Vargas, Jesus, goes out there for his fourth inning. It's a smart idea for Brooklyn. I'm sure they'll have a short leash on Vargas. But they don't want to, you know, quote-unquote, waste an arm tonight to just pick up three outs in the eighth. So they'll let Jesus go out there for his fourth inning. He's allowed one unearned run after Junior Santos allowed four over 3 2/3. But really tonight, Brooklyn's offense has been completely eliminated. One run on two hits. And if it wasn't for walks, Brooklyn wouldn't have even had a chance to get into scoring position to put the bat on the ball to drive in the runs. So Hudson Valley's pitched really well, and five runs on nine hits certainly speaks for itself. Now, DeMarco the batter. Vargas fires the first, and DeMarco swings and lines it to left field. It hangs up into the sky for Rudick to come across into the gap and make the catch. So one pitch and one out. Big announcement today for Major League Baseball. If you remember the Field of Dreams game last year, Yankees, White Sox in Iowa, the famous cornfield, the movie, Kevin Costner, that whole bit. Well, they're going to bring that back at the big league level. They'll be the Cubs and the Reds this year. But 2 days before that, we'll have a minor league game at the Field of Dreams. Here's Spencer Henson. Big righty takes a strike over the outside corner. Now, if I were to venture a guess or ask you to take a guess as to what team is playing, hopefully you'd get it. The 0-1, taken high, one ball, one strike. It is two teams from Iowa in the Midwest League. One of them is the Quad Cities River Bandits, but the other one's even better. 1-1, chopped foul at the plate for strike two. The other one has to play in the first game of the minor league world of the cornfields. It's the Cedar Rapids Colonels. I mean, come on. Got to play the first minor league game in Iowa in a cornfield. They're the Colonels, for goodness sake. Their logo is corn. It's what they do. So they'll play on August 9th, 2 days later, maybe Chicago and Cincinnati. 1-2, strike three called. Henson down looking. Seven strikeouts in two games for Henson, just one hit. Two down in the eighth, Brooklyn trailing 5-1. Here's Christian Perez. Now what would be cool, of course, as soon as you see, hey, minor league teams are playing. You got 120 minor league teams, 118 are not playing in the game. Everybody's going to be sending letters to Rob Manfred saying, we'd like to be next. But that's so cool to see that the minor leagues will get involved this year. First pitch to Perez. Breaking ball strike on the outside corner, nothing in one. Last year was just awesome. Cool to see, of course, Kevin Costner walking out of the cornfield. A lot of pomp and circumstance last year with Yankees White Sox. 0-1, popped up. Over the mound, Vargas making the call. Schwartz says, get out of here. And the first baseman comes over to make the catch. And Vargas has got a massive smile on his face. He runs out of the way and runs into the dugout. Get out of here. Pitchers are not athletes. We go to the ninth. Last chance dance for Brooklyn, trailing 5-1. Go to the ninth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Top of the ninth, Cyclones are chasing four. It's 5-1 Hudson Valley. Keith Rad with you on a Thursday night. If you're thinking about it, twiddling those thumbs, saying, what do we do this weekend? Well, put on the layers and come on up and hang out with us in the booth. I mean, there's not much room in here for one, let alone a few, but if you want to peek into the booth, we'd love to see you up here at the Dutch. If not, we'll see you Tuesday through Sunday next week. Brooklyn will take on Bowling Green. The Hot Rods come in from Kentucky, and they get a little taste of New York City life for a week. In the top of the ninth inning, Rowdy Jordan will lead off. Switch hitter bats from the right side for the first time tonight. Jaconi deals. The pitch is grounded to short. Two hopper to Perez to his left. He sashays over, collects, and throws to first in time. One pitch, one out. Cyclones have won last night 4-3. A little hangover effect today. It was a really dramatic, tough win last night. You had bases loaded a couple of times. Asked your relievers to get out of these crazy, tense situations. You do. You get a win. Today, just been quiet. Here's Wilmer with one out. Pitch. Jaconi fires it across the outside corner at 91. No balls and a strike. Tomorrow's at 7:05. Saturday, 6:05. And Sunday afternoon at 2:05. 0-1 to Wilmer. That's hit on the ground. Is short again. Or a little roller to Perez between the feet. Throws overhand to first. Got him again. And the Cyclones are down to their final out. One run, two hits tonight for Brooklyn. They've had more walks than hits. JT Schwartz will get an at bat. Big lefty tonight has walked in three trips. So to struck out looking twice. Stay tuned after the ball game. Post-game show will give you the final scoreboard of the night before we get you out on your way. Jaconi fires away, lefty to lefty, and swirls the slider just off the plate, trying to nibble at the knees on the outside corner, nothing in one. Schwartz points that bat straight up into the sky. The pitch dots the outside corner, 91. Use the fastball, and Jaconi evens the count at a ball and a strike. Hudson Valley's been teetering at 500. They win. They hold on here. They go to 6-6. Brooklyn will fall to 7-5. Pitch. Schwartz fights it off. Foul down the left field side over towards the picnic area and out of play. And Brooklyn is now down to its final strike behind 5-1 in the ninth. Perez, the shortstop, plays up the middle. Schwartz hanging in there. The 1-2. Breaking ball, strike three, called to end the game. That's about as apropos as it gets. Brooklyn striking out a ton tonight, and they lose 5-1. 14 more strikeouts tonight for Brooklyn after 34 over the first two games. Obviously, too many. Hudson Valley takes game three. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. Again, a 5-1 final. Yankees affiliate over the Mets affiliate tonight on the Cyclones Radio Network.
ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Final tonight from Dutchess Stadium, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1. Keith Rad with you for our post-game show on the Cyclones Radio Network. First of all, we'll give you the final totals. Hudson Valley 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They stranded 5. Brooklyn 1 run, just 2 hits, 1 error. They stranded 2. Will Warren, he's going to be a tough cat to handle all year. He gets the W and goes to 1-1. Junior Santos struck out 6 but gave up 4 runs. He goes to 0-2. Cyclones go to 7-5. Hudson Valley goes to 6-6. Time of the game, a swift without a pitch clock swift. 2 hours and 21 minutes. So go back and recap this game that began at 7:05. Santos against Warren. And there was an early run scored on the Hudson Valley side against Santos. A 2-out infield single by Carlos Narvaez. The next batter, Tyler Hardman, ripped a single to left field. And Narvaez, who had moved over to second on a wild pitch, scored from second to make it 1-0. And it hung out that way until the top of the third inning, where Brooklyn, you know, critical of them all night, they couldn't hit. They only had one little blip on the radar screen of success. Matt Rudick walked to lead off the third, stole second. That's the name of the game for him. Two batters later, Jose Mena put the bat on the ball and drove him in with an RBI single to left field. That tied the game, and then at the bottom of the fourth, things came undone. Santos, the wheels fell off, ended up giving up 3 runs in total. Hudson Valley took a 4-1 lead. They added one in the bottom of the fifth, and the pitching staff on the Hudson Valley side really took care of the rest. Warren ended up going 5, giving up 1, and striking out 9. Mauricio struck out 3, and Michael Ciccone struck out 2, and went 6 up and 6 down through the Cyclones with ease. So the Renegades take game 2 of this 3-game set. We'll give you the scoreboard in the league first before we give you the Mets affiliate circuit. So games that are still going on right now. Rome leads Bowling Green 4-1, top of the seventh. Again, we'll see Bowling Green in Brooklyn next week for the first time in history. Winston-Salem just took care of Greenville 4-1 in South Carolina. Jersey Shore over Asheville 7-1 in New Jersey. Hickory snuck by Wilmington 5-2 in Delaware. And Aberdeen stays in first place in the North Division with a 9-4 decision over Greensboro. Now for the Mets affiliate circuit, AAA Syracuse still going, top of the ninth inning, leading Worcester 10-5, trying to take the first 3 games of that series. Portland, 12 runs, 15 hits, and a brawl victory, unfortunate to say. It's a brawl in that game. They beat Binghamton 12-5, and St. Lucie snuck by Jupiter 1-0 to get the first win of that series in 3 tries. Mets, by the way, they scamper by San Francisco 6-2 to take 3 out of 4. So we will look at tomorrow. It's again a 7:05 start. Jose Chacin has been absolutely dynamite. No record, but an ERA of 1 against Blas Castaño, who's 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA. 7:05 first pitch, pregame show at 6:45. We'll have it right here where you're listening at BrooklynCyclones.com. Your final from the Dutch, Hudson Valley 5. And Brooklyn 1. My name is Keith Rad, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.